You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Frankie Barnhill, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. Treefort Music Fest was supposed to take place in downtown Boise this March, but a few weeks before the first band was about to take the stage, coronavirus forced organizers to postpone the independent music festival. They moved the event to September, as in a couple of months, and asked folks to hang on to their tickets for the five-day event. But in mid-July, with COVID-19 cases continuing to soar in Ada County and deaths on the rise, Treefort had another announcement to make. They would postpone the original spring 2020 festival to fall 2021, 18 months after it was supposed to take place. Now they're turning to the community to invest in the festival to make sure the music will go on as planned. Now joining us by Zoom is Festival Director Eric Gilbert. Hi, Eric.
Hi.
So for folks who haven't heard about Treefort, it's an independent festival, meaning, you've got a lot of indie bands coming in, over 400 at a time. There's all different kinds of genres represented outside of music as well, from technology to yoga to stories. And the independent piece of that description is important. We're going to talk about the business a little bit. But first, I just want to hear, how have the last few months been for you and your team since you first announced, you were going to postpone the festival to this September?
Well, I think it's probably been pretty similar to most of us in the community. There's just so many unknowns and uncertainty and hard to predict what the future looks like. So I think we've been doing some meditation exercises of our own. Mm-hmm. And, I've been going on to a bunch of walks. I think we've just been, trying to pay close attention to the science, to the community, and to what our options might look like. So,
when did you know that this September date that you had originally hoped to have the festival go on, that just wasn't going to be possible? And what factors influenced the decision?
Well, we were definitely tracking, at one point Idaho was, as we all know, was in some, reopening phases. So when that was heading in the positive direction, we were staying optimistic, but, keeping a close eye on things. The minute that took a step backwards, we figured that was the obvious sign that this September wouldn't be worth, sticking to, just because the unknowns around it. And we were already planning a scaled back version, just knowing that a lot of the national and touring acts probably weren't going to be able to make it because a lot of the rest of the country was already still pretty on lockdown. So,
right.
But we tried not to get too far ahead of ourselves till we had a better idea of what September might look like. So I would say probably like mid June, I think it was like maybe the third week in June when it started to become pretty apparent that things in Idaho were trending, in the wrong direction. And so we started making plans of what a shift into the future would look like. And, at that point, we were still thinking March would be viable potentially. But the more we thought about it, there's just too many unknowns going into next year, too. We felt like the most responsible thing would be to go all the way to September 2021. And in hopes that we as a society can get a hold on this pandemic by sometime next year.
Right. Yeah. And you mentioned the bands, touring, of course, is one of the main sources of revenue for these bands. But if they weren't touring anyway, I guess, there's no festival for them to come to if they're not able to tour in the first place. So let's talk a little bit about the business side of this and this new pitch you're making to the community. So beginning today, you're offering shares of Treefort, beginning with an investment of $100. Your initial goal, I understand, is to raise $50,000 to deal with some cash flow issues. That's according to my colleague James Dawson reported on that at BoiseStatePublicRadio.org. So why go this route instead of finding other methods to bolster your revenue, like maybe finding financial support through companies, for example?
Yeah, so Treefort has been historically, it's locally owned. It's locally, it was founded here by local folks, and the initial investment was from local folks. And I think, it's been such a community partnership from the get-go in a lot of ways. And, we were the first festival to be certified as a B Corp. And just the fabric of our organization. It just, you know, instead of reaching out to outside investors of any sort, we just, it felt like the, you know, appropriate move to put up this offering for the community itself, and just felt like that really represented who we already are, which is in a lot of ways a community owned festival, even without, you know, official ownership. So this is a cool way to convert that spirit into actual ownership for members of the community, and help us fill the revenue gap that we're going to face moving into next year.
Yeah. Well, it definitely seems like a creative solution. I don't know if I've seen any other festival doing something like this. But what happens, you know, if you aren't able to make that $50,000 goal? I mean, just digging in, is there a chance that even September 2021 won't happen because of the financial hit you've taken?
Yeah. Well, I will say, I can report as of right now, we've already hit over $100,000 in the initial offering. So
wow.
We've gone over that initial threshold. So that's exciting. And you know, we do feel like we have a lot of time, you know, toward next year. So we will continue to think of creative solutions. But if we can get a majority or all of the full money we're trying to raise, we will be pretty well positioned going into next year. I think the biggest unknown still is, you know, I mean, I think we're all as a community hoping that we're working through this pandemic by early next year, not come into next fall and still be facing headwinds.
Right. So, well, yeah. Good luck, Eric, and thanks for coming on Idaho Matters to tell us more about Treefort Music Fest's efforts to bring their festival back September 2021. And thank you for joining us. Molly Wampler is our production assistant. Thanks to Troy Oppie for filling in for producer Samantha Wright this week. Our executive producers, Paul Stribling and Tom Michael. I'm Frankie Barnhill, filling in for Gemma Gaudette. Have a great weekend. Stay cool.